relief checks has stalled in the Senate, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting her Republican counterpart for standing in the way. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's demand that the checks be increased from $600 to $2,000 easily passed the House, but Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell's blocking the chamber from voting on the boost. While a growing number of Republicans say they support the bigger checks, most are against more spending.
These Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness.
McConnell has filed a new bill linking the president's demand for bigger checks to other Trump priorities, an approach that may result in no action at all. Meantime, the president's treasury chief said the $600 payments should have started rolling out last night. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two variants of the coronavirus, first found in Britain and South Africa and more transmissible than the original, are spreading around the world. Approximately 25 countries report variant cases, including Italy, France, Finland, South Korea, Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, Portugal, Canada, and the United States. Wednesday, Britain became the first country in the world to approve AstraZeneca and Oxford University's low-cost COVID vaccine, raising hopes it will tackle surging cases and ease pressure on creaking health services. The Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products and Regulatory Agency said the vaccine, quote, met its strict standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness, and a rollout was set for January 4th. Britain has already approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for general use. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union Wednesday, acclaiming it as the start of a, quote, wonderful relationship, end quote, across the channel.